Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
All right. Educated day, very educated day, man. Start this thing off by your first saying, you know what I'm saying, welcome to the show, everybody. You are right now, you know what I'm saying, with the official Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Reckoning Game Radio, a.k.a. WDGE Radio. And this is Thoughtless Thursday with your host, Captain Smell, so good. And we are flying around the world, and I mean the world. What the fuck is this? It's not calling my damn number. And, yeah, so we give you news all the way around the world, man. And I want to give big ups to the online think tank, which is blogtalkradio.com/online think tank. You can check them out, you know what I'm saying, you know, early in the morning. They do shows like from a 10 to 12. And, you know, hour and a half, 2-hour shows. It's good programming. They had covered a lot of issues on the show today, and covering the prison systems, and which is the basic thing they was covering today, and how, you know what I'm saying, solutions to, you know, helping everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's been incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, what is something that we can do in order to help them, you know what I'm saying, deter being incarcerated, I mean, but from the jump. And one of my things was, you know, is I'm ex-military, you know, been in the Army and shit. And what we need to do is basically send our kids to a form and our teenagers to a form of basic training, okay? And then send them through a form of AIT, which is advanced individual training. And then after that, that will prepare them for the actual job, for the actual duty, you know what I'm saying, that they're going to actually serve the country with. Serving the country, you know what I'm saying, doesn't mean that you're going to war. Serving the country doesn't mean that you signed up to hit the battlefield and just start shooting and killing people. You know, a lot of people, civilians, you know what I'm saying, serving their country by being civilian contractors, and, you know what I'm saying, they don't have a weapon at all, you know, but they are providing a service to the country. So this is my thing, you know, we need to take our kids and our teens through a form of basic training. Basic training means when you first went into basic training, you had a period of amnesty. You know what I'm saying? So what they did was they gave you one day to get everything all out of the way. You know, it's going to be your last cigarette. It's going to be your last weed smoking. Your last hit of the crack pipe. Last snort of the powder. You know what I'm saying? Your last bite of the donut. And all outside things. You know what I'm saying? You have to cut yourself off. You have to cut yourself off from the world. Because if you let the world, you know what I'm saying, to dictate on how you live and, you're going to be living just like the world. And right now, the world that we're living in is a kind of fucked up place. You know, so you have to, like I was also saying, you know what I'm saying, you have to have a village, you know what I'm saying, to raise a child. And in this instance, this is the same thing. But through basic training, I'm not saying just only mentally. I'm saying more physically. Because when was the last time, you know what I'm saying, most parents been to the park with their children? You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about the babysitter taking them. I'm talking about you as a parent. You know what I'm saying, interacting with your kid and having that outside interaction in parks, movie theaters, stuff like that. This is the basic training that I'm saying, togetherness. If you don't teach that, that is the basic training that we need to have. And also the physical, you know, a problem with obesity here is because we're not active, you know what I'm saying, with none of our siblings. You know what I'm saying, we're not active with your granddaughters, your grandsons, you know what I'm saying. You know, you find yourself watching them play instead of being active and actually playing with them, you know what I'm saying, which will help everybody all the way around. You know what I'm saying? That'll build up your energy level in order to keep up with them, because you keep talking about something you're old and you can't keep up with them. That is because you don't raise your energy level up to be able to sustain playing with these kids. It has nothing to do with age. Age is just is nothing but a number. You can't tell me that these 50-year-old cops still arresting people on the damn force and shit and still running down criminals because they're too old. You know, it makes no sense when people start throwing age into the equation. It has nothing to do with that. It's 99-year-old men out in the world that still barefoot ski. You know what I'm saying? I just met a 95-year-old woman, you know what I'm saying, with better identification with the world from 1914 all the way up to current 2010 and can recollect on things, you know what I'm saying, better than 25 and 26-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? So we have to send our peoples through a form of basic training. You know, you have to break them down physically and then bring and build them up physically and mentally. Sending them down in front of the fucking TV to watch TV all day is doing what? It's affecting them physically because the body is now inactive. Okay, so now you're actually damaging bones and joints. You know what I'm saying? And at a young age, that can help. That will assist in stunting a youth's growth, not just physically but mentally. Because then once you get up from that video game, your mind is still stuck with that image of destruction and killing. And that's why a computer program is called just that, a computer program. You know what I'm saying? We are nothing, anything short from a computer. That's what human beings are, just walking computers with a goddamn shell to be, so people just won't be looking at brain all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? But nothing else comes to a human. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that makes this body up. This body is just a shell. You know what I'm saying? The heart inside of it is just a pump that keeps everything functioning. You know what I'm saying? But the brain is the main thing out of everything. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Well, I'm talking about a little bit of everything today. But that's what we was, you know, kind of discussing. And then after that, I also said, you know, after basic training, you have to send them, after you done, you broke down the physical. And I'm not talking about slavery, people. I'm not talking about the Willie Lynch letter of taking the slaves and setting them down in front of the slave owners and then taking the slave and tying them to two horses and then slapping the horse on his ass and making them split the damn slave from the ass to the appetite. And that's called mental mind control. I'm not talking about mind control. You shouldn't have to control anything. The body is a willing force if you give it something to will for. You feel me? I mean, we wake up every day with the will to live because we want to live. You know, others who've had that same will and wanted to die have died and have passed on. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have the will to do the same thing that we're doing right here, right now. You know, we're surviving. So after that, you have to take them through school. You have to actually educate them. And I'm not talking about the book education that you would send your kids to elementary school, you know, because they're only going to learn one path of life through the elementary school. And that high school, they're only going to learn one path of life through these institutions. Even in college, you're only going to learn one path of life, one path of thinking through these education systems. So it is your job as a parent, as a mentor, as anything else outside that box to provide that other further education. It's one thing to have book smarts, but then it's one thing to be able to survive without books. You see what I'm saying? Being in the military, we had this dude, he can open up a book, read anything real quick, and boom, he can do whatever thing in that book says. But then when you tell this motherfucker to go and catch a city bus, what is that? He's lost. He don't even know how to get on the bus. He don't even know how to read the bus schedule. Basic techniques. Ask him to go down to the store. You know what I'm saying? Pick me up, pick me up some Cholitos. You know what I'm saying? From the local little grocery store. You know what I'm saying? And the average don't have that book smart. They have book smarts, but they don't have what they call common sense. You know what I'm saying? We have to teach them common sense. You know, you can have all the fucking smarts in the world, but if you don't have no common sense, you are dead ass on the streets. And this is what I mean by AIT, Advanced Individual Training. It's a group of us teaching this individual, just like the government right now is trying to teach your kids. It's not Obama. It's not Obama standing up there and shooting these fucking devilish beams into your household, trying to, you know what I'm saying, influence your kids to do this, go out and take drugs, have sex, fuck school, you know what I'm saying, go out and just live life like a party. Obama's not doing that, you know what I'm saying? But the body and the powers that be are orchestrating that. There is a body of people that is orchestrating that. So there has to be a body of people, just like it takes a village to raise one child. It has to be a body of people from all different aspects of life, you know what I'm saying, in order to actually raise and teach and reach, you know what I'm saying, each individual, you know what I'm saying, on this planet. And that's what we need right now. This is Thoughtless Thursdays, you know what I'm saying, coming up with random thoughts, random topics that need to be covered, you know what I'm saying, and that was one of them. I'm also going to be calling, and after a few, I'm be calling a lawyer up in regards to the oil spill. And shit, seeing how the hell we can get in, what the fuck we fit in. You know what I'm saying? And then also, this is another one where they was talking about with interdependence. And then I might actually cover that. You know what I'm saying? But I want to take a minute out to just say what's up to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for joining the show. And thank you, you know what I'm saying, for your help in getting over 10,000 show listens. And that's not people that just popped into the show and left. That's people that actually listened to the show and enjoyed the programming. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to thank Alexander84, Heavenly Angel, Cyanide, DJ Party Time, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else out there that be supporting these shows. Ashwood, who ain't seen in a little second, but, you know. I'm going to read a little news. U.S. Coast Guard threatened CBS reporters with arrest for filming BP oil spill. I'm telling you, people, I just got arrested for filming the motherfucking police, and I got a lawsuit right now. You know what I'm saying? Kelly Colbiella reports that a CBS news team was threatened by arrest by Coast Guard officials in the Gulf of Mexico who said they were acting under the authority of British Petroleum. Now, people didn't even know what the hell BP meant. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck is British the Britain, where all your murderers, rapists, pedophiles actually originally came from that formed the United States? Yeah. Why are we buying all the gas from them? That's what your fucking BP stands for, British Petroleum. Who would want to buy from a company that says British Petroleum in the United States if you're a true patriotic person? If you truly cared about your company, truly cared about your country, you know? Yeah, so big ups to, Jaime Garcia. Jaime Garcia, definitely Miss Computer Lady, Easy Rider. It's a thousand, millions of people that helped make this show what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I thank each and every one of them, and including my hired help, you know what I'm saying, that always rides on the show with me, every single show, you know what I'm saying, day in, day out. And I got to send a bunch of shots out to him. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog. Big up to Timmy, you know, because he really holds it down, shows some good moral support for the show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stop unwanted RFID scanning with identity stronghold shields. Man, listen here, people. Over 100 million new credit cards contain tiny two-way radios called RFID chips. This increases your risk of being a victim of payment fraud and identity theft. I say this again. This increases your risk of being a victim of payment fraud and identity theft. So, but listen, people, In the coming years, you know what I'm saying, for every action, there's going to be option and equal reaction. Just like you have for the spill, you have lawyers that are suing, you know what I'm saying, getting money. And whoever gets in where they fits in going to get some money, you know what I'm saying, until the damn spill is over with. You know what I'm saying? But we are all entitled to money because you are fucking up my natural resource. I gave you no express or written permission to do that. All right, this is what they're saying, though. Protect yourself. Prevent identity theft and payment fraud by blocking the personal information sent by radio waves from your credit cards, passports, and other ID cards, which is why when you look at your ID cards now, they got all that old holograms and all this kind of shit is because one of those holograms is how they putting the little chips in there. Use identity stronghold RFID blocking products. Right. The RFID chip in a credit card emits the account number, expiration date, and other information. About 100 million credit cards now have this contactless technology embedded into them. However, over the next 2 to 3 years, it is expected that credit card issuers will replace every single magnetic stripe credit and debit card with a new contactless smart card. Yeah, and why shouldn't they? These cards seem to make it all easier. So much easier that some folks are reading your credit cards before you even take them out of your wallet. Yeah. Well, let's check this commercial out. Because they have a commercial on YouTube. Yeah.
Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve to quiet your credit card. Radio technology cards like the one you
a fucking sleeve. Are you motherfuckers serious? Every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, people. And that proves it. Yeah. But now, this is the other thing that I'm okay. So what they're saying is they came up with this. They're going to have a product so when they actually put the chip inside of you, that you can put a shield over top of your body and protect from being read, the RFID chip being read. Right. All right, people. But this is okay, that's what's up, man. Hey, shout out to my own boy Silent, man. You know what I'm saying? And I do thank you, brother, for, you know what I'm saying, joining me these past couple of days on the show. You know, providing a different twist of not just voice, you know what I'm saying, but different twist of opinion, you know what I'm saying, from around the world, people, because that's what this show is all about, international exposure on a worldwide basis, and that's what we all about. So I'm going to get into a couple of songs, man, and after this, we're going to come back, and I'm going to actually see how we can get paid. You know what I'm saying, how we can get paid, because I'm going to call a goddamn lawyer. I'm going to announce myself, you know what I'm saying, as part of the media, you know what I'm saying, so you won't be all fold off and all that shit, but I want some honest opinions, and then I'm going to basically repeat everything that I've been repeating for the past couple of weeks now with this goddamn Ixtox 1 oil spill and stuff. So, I'm going to get into that, you know what I'm saying, this is Thoughtless Thursdays, right here, Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, doing a real big, with your host, Captain Smells So Good.
On track.
Fresh, hand on tech, keep a bad bitch, got sex on deck, riding the whip, they ain't even seen yet, that's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach, the watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic, the band got a fever and the bevel got the colic, ain't nothing but the moon, you give it antibiotics. My charm so icy,
like a wolf,
my chain so heavy, the haters don't like me, you can get it, I get it if you gon' stack your paper.
Is it that my wrist so cold, is it that my whip?
Pocket full of G's, I'm a dog, ass nigga, hoes on me like fleas. Flat full of Tropicana Kush, I ain't fired up yet. My hustle gang got these haters high, love scared, I ain't trippin'. Need more haters, matter of fact, I ride with the five for niggas who wanna jack. Hit a strip club, hoes to my clique, get loud. I don't make it rain, or I'm category five. Know some real niggas with the pounds in the pie. You motherfuckers mad, I can see it in your eyes.
Is it that my wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so cold? Is it that I got a good dough? And now you got the I got a mad at me, it's too mad at me, I got a mad at me, it's too mad at me.
First things first,
fresh, say you bitch nigga free. You would never catch me where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G, blood hit a negative. Like it ain't on my job, that's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept, see for yourself. Different barrel kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White paint sitting on a whole lot of inches.
Is it that my wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so cold? Is it that I got a good old? And now you got a struggle no more. I got a mad at me, I got a mad at me, I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me, I got a mad at me, I got a mad at me, I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me.
So a nigga gotta skip, dawg. Gotta make this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dawg. Fuckin' hate the fuckin' bitch. Niggas try to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that. It's a fact, dawg. Trickin' with these hoes, I ain't worried about that, dawg. Trickin' like a cat, it always come back, dawg. Change over strain like the 44 black, dawg. Riding down Palmdale, better yet I'm coastin'. Crankin' up the pioneers, riding slow motion. In my left hand, I'm sippin' on that potion. Look at all the boys know what I'm roasting. That good green, it feel like I'm bloating. The paper jail, listen, have your bitch wide open. Nick Winsdale, Armdale, eyes spoken. Play no game, I'm the hottest thing smoking.
Who am I? He is I, and I'm him. Go against the gray, fuck the rest of them. I don't know club, but they looking kinda grim. I dump the rap game without touching the rim.
pain is a motherfucking job. I'm still in chucks and I rock my dickies. I'm big and tall and always mean like them wolfies. Always on the streets, you gotta be mean, cause motherfuckers will try to take you from your dreams. Stab you in the back and let you die. I'm still alive, so let me ride through the streets, to the blocks and downtown to the tank. People tripping off the duffels I'm bringing to the bank, and that's how I do it, straight from the streets. I'm always glocked up just in case you got me.
Yeah. pussy pussy ass nigga cool hey. I'ma count my money right in your face. Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive. My body's so luscious. You see me back it up. He said you make me wanna cut. Please don't stop dancing. I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Being double shit, know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of drugs out here that really hate me. I'm through water and it just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick, juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guess artists appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it.
Let's see, call a couple of places up and see what the fuck they're talking about, man. And all right, here we go. We gonna call up. We're calling up, what the hell is this? Levin Papatonio, Thomas Mitchell, Eschner, Rafferty, and Proctor, PA, Professional Corporation. Yeah, right. But let's see what they're talking about anyway. How about that? All right. Hold on, people.
And Pap Antonio.
Oh, yes. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. How about you?
Okay. I'm actually on your website, and it was brought to my attention that you all are actually seeking prosecution against BP Oil?
They're working on that case, yes.
Okay.
And what they would like for me to do is to get your name and number so they can call you back this afternoon and speak with you. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be possible. I'm actually a radio show host, and
okay.
I'm covering this issue. I've been covering it for the past 2 weeks, kind of in depth. So I do have some information that would definitely be of interest to them.
Okay. Let me see if I can get someone to speak with you on that then, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Fred Levin, and I would like to thank you for calling the Levin Papantonio Law Firm. If you want to know more about our firm, you can learn by going...
I'm going to put you on hold for just a second.
Yes.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio. If this is the first time you're calling us, please consider that experience, reputation, and leadership are what you should be looking for in a law firm. It's our commitment to exemplify exactly those qualities when we represent our clients.
Hi, this is Mark Proctor. I am president of Levin Papantonio Law Firm. While you are waiting to speak with one of our talented attorneys or staff members, visit us online at www.levinlaw.com.
Hello, I am Virginia Buchanan, a senior partner with the Levin Papantonio Law Firm. We would like to thank you for calling us. Over the years, we have represented thousands of clients, and we strive every day to earn the trust our clients have placed in us. We look forward to helping you.
Attorney with Levin Papantonio Law Firm. Our team would like to thank you for contacting us today. I'm proud to work for a firm where our clients do not pay fees or costs unless we make a recovery for them.
You sound like the military, dude.
So get your call.
I joined the military. I wanted to shoot guns and run drugs for the CIA.
Hi, I'm Fred Levin. And I would like to thank you for calling the Levin Papantonio Law Firm.
Come on, Levin.
If you want to know more about our firm, you can learn by going to our website. Levin.
All right, I'm going to put you through to someone. I don't know that they are here right at this moment, so let's try. Are you
okay.
still there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio. If this is the first time you're calling us, please consider that experience, reputation, and leadership are what you should be looking for in a law firm. It's our...
Okay, I'm not able to get you a person. It's going to be Scott that I'm putting you through to. He is the connection to Mr. Papantonio, so if you will leave your name and number, I'm sure he will be responding, but it may be after lunch, okay?
No, that's not a problem, not a problem.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. Hi, this is Scott Milliken of Ring of Fire Radio. I'm unable to get to the phone right now, so if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll be happy to get back to you. Thank you.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished,
Ring
hang
of
up
Fire
or
Radio.
Stay on the line for further options.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Scott? Not sure if you're the person that I'm trying to reach. My name is DJ Smell So Good. I'm a online radio show host with my own programming. And I'm actually doing a study on the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. And I have some information that I believe that you would find very, very, very interesting. And I know it will definitely help you in your lawsuit proceedings that you all have against the corporation of BP. So if you can give me a call back, preferably on my cell phone, my number is 813-436-7106. Again, that's 813-436-7106. I'm a resident of Florida, and I received your information through just a Google ad in connection with the spill. And that is the only way I know of your office. So if you can give me a call back, it'd be greatly appreciated so we can share some information and see how we possibly can help each other. And again, my name is DJ Smell, SmellSoGood. DJ Smell So Good. I am with Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Fuck that shit. All right. Well, we'll see. If he calls, he calls. If not, fuck it. Shouts out to Haney Garcia, and for coming up through here. The dude that would just answer the phone that they had the little that they had playing in the background. He sounded like this dude right here. You know what I'm saying? Check out the dude talking about the CIA.
Where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in the gang shooting people and running drugs. Now I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Yeah. I had dreams of running drugs. Motherfucker, you working for goddamn Levin and shit. What the hell kind of shit is that? All right, people. Well, we're going to get to the bottom. I'm going to call another lawyer. After the nutty news, you know what I'm saying, after the top of the hour, I'm going to call another lawyer up from a different law firm. Because this shit seems to be a billion people trying to sue these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, you know, we're going to try to sound like we're going to see if we can talk to somebody else, you know what I'm saying? It's a very, very important issue, man. Thoughtless Thursdays, but, you know, the main thought right now is that these motherfuckers are trying to kill us. And if you let another country come into your country and poison your water source, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? You are allowing the goddamn – come on, people. Are you crazy? You're letting Britain come in and poison your water source, blatantly – poison your water source. This is what they're doing, people. The fucking Boston Tea Party, where they're throwing motherfucking tea overboard. This motherfucker is throwing oil overboard and poisoning your goddamn water. is clear cut, and they've been doing this shit since 1979 and probably before that. But the first major incident was in 1979. The second major incident was in the, what was that, the 90s when Exxon Valdez spilled over. Now, all these big companies that's been responsible for this has been Raytheon, has been Halliburton, has been BP themselves, and then you have, what was the other companies? One other big major company. That's all of these companies are involved, you know what I'm saying, with this scandal that is going on, and they are poisoning your water supply. No other way. There is no way to sugarcoat this. All right, you have another country. You have Britain. You have the country of Britain coming in, and they are poisoning your water source. That's all I'm going to say. They're poisoning your water source. And they have connections with British Petroleum, which is BP, Transocean, which is the motherfuckers that built the damn Deepwater Horizon rig that just recently spilled over, Halliburton and Raytheon. Now, these corporations, these top four, I only named four corporations. You know what I'm saying? But these are from the manufacturers, which is Raytheon, through Halliburton, which is the production line, through Transocean, which is the other they're probably just the assembly system, you know what I'm saying, that puts together the rigs and all that shit. And then you got BP that's controlling everything. You got them controlling everything, people. All right. And I'm not no gypsy. I'm not a fortune teller because I don't have to know what the outcome of this is. I've read this before. You, anybody want to know what the outcome is going to be? You want to know what the aftermath is going to be? You want to know what's going to happen after they undid this, because it's happened in 1979, and because they're only at 5,000 feet below the sea level. Back in 1979, they were over 11,800 feet below the sea level, okay, twice as deep. And this is how they know what they're doing now. You know what I'm saying? They fucked up, because back in the day, they dug too deep and almost couldn't even cap that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why 25 years later, and now they done drilled the same exact hole in the same exact location, but they only dug 5,000 feet. They didn't dig 11,800 feet, and they're saying that they still cannot cap this same exact problem that happened in June 1979 that took 290 days to cap. End result, over 162 miles of beaches, 1,421 birds were affected by 3 million barrels, which is approximately 480,000. Fuck that. It's a lot of goddamn oil. You know what I'm saying? And why would Mexico reject the U.S. request to be compensated for cleanup costs? What the shit is that? Why would you want to be compensated for another country, not even the United States, because they're just the middleman. The United States is just making money off of this shit. The British are the ones that's getting paid off for all of that. Like they say, white man get paid off for all of that. Like Kanye West say, in the end, white man get paid off for all of that. Well, BP is getting paid off for all of that. Okay, this is. I'm not even reading today's headlines. I'm reading 1979 headlines, where the counter pressure provided by circulating mud, the pressure in the formation allowed hydrocarbons. Look in your headline, see if you just didn't hear that bullshit talking about hydrocarbons. To fill the well columns, blowing out the well, the hydrocarbons caught fire and the platform collapsed. Now, this was in June 1979, June 3rd, 1979 to be exact. Countermeasures were put in place. There were countermeasures, you know what I'm saying, afterwards. Which is why I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? You got the white dudes, the old country white dudes that even came on with the little hate type situation. A natural resource that instead of you motherfuckers throwing chemicals all into the water and poisoning in the water supply, because that once you put those chemicals in the water, people, you don't have to worry about the oil no more, okay? Because once the current comes through, the current is what's going to carry those chemicals. It has nothing to do with the oil. It's the poisoning of the water and the after effect that's going to happen. Your water supply is poison. It's officially fucking tainted and poisoned. Okay? The price of your water is going to go up astronomically. The price of your fuel is going to go up, but for no reason, just because they can make money off of it. That's the only reason to that. But then your natural food resource is just going to be astronomically impacted. I'm not a seafood either. You know what I'm saying? I like to have some shrimp and fish every once in a while. You know, that's cool. But now you finna get shit. You might even get fish exported from China. You might as well going to get some damn Chinese shrimp. You know what? All right. I guess I'm a fortune teller because I already see this. I've already seen this happen before. No, this is news, people. This is public news. You know what I'm saying? It's public information. You know, this is Bernie. Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you. This is just a general question to your mind. When you burn a piece of plastic, what is that doing? Can you inhale that vapor? Can you burn a piece of plastic and put your nose over it and inhale that black or whatever color of smoke that comes out of that? So why in the hell are you burning 10,000 barrels of oil on top of water? Why would you be burning it when you're putting all that chemical pollution into the air? So the birds that's flying over, okay, they dead. Anything that's flying over is dead. Okay, then that's going to get caught up in the atmosphere, which when it rains, what goes up must come the fuck back down. Understand that, people. What goes up will come back down. So that's why you got clouds. What are clouds? Clouds are filters. Okay? Clouds don't do nothing but capture what the trees couldn't capture. And that's how we getting all our air filtered. Okay, the clouds. So if you got all this poison smoke going up, what is the smoke going to do? It's going to get stuck right there in the clouds. And it's going to sit right there in the clouds. And then what's going to happen? Cloud is going to get so congested, then that's when you're going to get your rain coming. And then that's when you get that acid rain. That's when you get you can't even go outside sometimes because the rain is so harsh to your skin. And it feels like it's burning your skin because it's poison in the water. It wasn't like that 30 years ago when we used to love to play out in the rain. Now you're scared to go out in the rain like you're scared to go out into the sun. All right. Let me go ahead and bring somebody on the line. But I'm telling you, people, it's already countermeasures in place. This has happened, you know what I'm saying, June 3rd, 1979. The oil well was capped, you know what I'm saying, by pumping mud, thousands of gallons of mud, back down into the hole, which only makes sense if you dug the hole to get the fucking oil out. Why wouldn't you dig, you know what I'm saying, to get it back in? Why wouldn't you dig to put the oil back in? That makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? If you dug a hole, how do you motherfucking correct the problem? You bury the hole. Come on, people. You don't fill the hole up with plastic, because what? Plastic and water going to do what? Float to the top. So what you going to do? Put the mud that you took back out of it. Put it back in. Heal it back up. It's skin, people. People keep looking at the earth like it's not a part of you or like you're not a part of it. Okay, if I stab you in your arm, what are you going to do? You're going to start bleeding some substance. It's actually blue blood, but when it mixes with the oxygen, it turns red. Okay, so what you got below that sea level? Why is there water all the way around this planet? It's a protection. It is a protection against elements, and it's also a protection for us. But then when you got these stupid mofos that want to go down 11,000 feet, which they already knew that was too deep because they knew that 25 years ago now, and they knew that's too deep for us to go. We don't even need to go that far. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't have all the technology that we have today to know the exact depths and everything. They was just drilling blindfold. They was just doing blind drilling and just hit some shit. You know what I'm saying? Now we have orchestrated drilling. You know what I'm saying? Where they know exactly well when they do the little ocean topography and take a picture of the ocean. You know what I'm saying? They know exactly where they can and can't go. They know where the coral reef's at. They know where this endangered turtle, this endangered whatever, and they know not to go around that. But they also know once we if we're in the vicinity and if any accident happens, it's going to affect everything all the way across the board. And that's what you have happening. That's what is happening today. And that's why I'm calling. I'm gonna keep calling a couple more lawyers. You know what I'm saying? And we got to get to the bottom of it. You're intentionally poisoning the air. You're intentionally poisoning our water source. You're intentionally killing our wildlife. These are all bases for a fucking lawsuit. These are all bases for that. And if anybody want to get in on it, fuck it. I'm gonna get in on it because this is directly affecting me and it's directly affecting you. All right.
right, check this out. Let me, we got 2 minutes until the Nutty News. I'm gonna beam two people up in here, 727 and 813, you know what I'm saying? Then we'll switch things over for a quick second, and we'll go into some news, and then we're gonna call up another lawyer. All right, people. Yeah, welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? 727-813. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Cap. Smells so good, my dog. And we is live. Actually, you live. You know what I'm saying? What it do, don't do.
Hello?
Yeah, I must have been drinking the water.
Hello?
Yeah, I've been drinking the water. You say hello one more time, I'm going to hang up on you. Now, what's up? Yeah, what's I already
that?
Know. I know the number, nigga, Roger. Man, what's happening? I wasn't finna answer the bat line. I don't know why y'all be calling me on the bat line from 12 to 2. From 12 to
man,
2.
What'd they do, brother?
And I got to apologize, man. Listen, yesterday was my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom, once again. So when you had called me, the answer was actually coming out. I was, but then I had to, you know, do the after party for Mom. So we ended up staying around at my aunt's house, you know what I'm saying,
you
cooking it up.
Mom?
I left. No, my mama's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I said my mom was at my aunt. It was at my aunt's house, but it was my mama's birthday. So I did an after party for her, you know what I'm saying, like after my uncles, a couple of people left. I went back to the store, got some more bottles of wine, you know what I'm saying, some champagne. And then pumped the music back up again, and then we sat out there till like, shit, we was out there till almost like 10 o'clock last night. So when I actually had talked to you.
Man, I thought you was at the shack. I was looking for you everywhere, calling back to that.
And I was. I cut the phone off. I was so tore up.
Yeah.
I almost bumped into a truck on the way home. I mean, I'm talking about a semi-truck fully loaded. He bumped the horn a couple of times on me. Yeah, and brought that to my attention, and then he swerved in front of me and actually slowed down to make sure I was motherfucking paying attention. So,
well, I just
always
see how the fuck is doing out here. So, you know what I mean? And, you know, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? They're killing Mother Earth. What they going to do?
Come on,
you know,
bro. They're making them bleed, man. But then this is what I'm saying. The American people keep talking about it's the U.S. It's not the fucking U.S. It's these crooked, crony-ass motherfuckers that they done hooked up with in other countries, you know what I'm saying, that on the outside looking in. Oh, well, that's not affecting us, but let's go ahead and fuck it up.
Uh-huh.
You know, this probably ain't affecting nobody in Britain right now. It's not affecting no sea trade, the food chain, or anything else that's in Britain. So why in the hell are you over here poisoning our waters?
That's what they do, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
I
now.
I just wanted to call
Come
in
on
the
now.
Show, you know what I mean, support you, you know what I'm saying? I understand and I feel what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Man, I'm trying to get us paid, brother. I'm trying to get us paid. Well, I called the lawyer office. I got a lawyer office. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be calling me back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call another lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Because the key thing that I see here, and this is what we fail to jump on, as far as us definitely as black people, is when we see a trend starting, We don't set it. Even though we the trendsetters, we don't set it. Okay, so even though this is a bad action that happened, you got lawyers that are making money, that are getting millions off of this shit.
Exactly.
So why are you, as the citizen, not getting any of that money? When you, as the citizen, are the direct one that's being impacted.
Yep, and you are right. You are right. Because
I mean, he might be fighting. Yeah, he's fighting. He in litigation with these big corporations and companies. But then they shut him up with the $100 million of hush-hush money. Just don't tell the public. Just shut up, man. We know you got this on us. Just go ahead and take this $100 million and just chill. But then did you get any of that $100 million, though? You as a consumer, did you get any of that money? Hell no. Nah. So it's really illegal on two fronts. It's illegal on two fronts, but it's not illegal. It's illegal due to your lack of knowledge. So if you don't know that these people are out here suing these people, you know what I'm saying, and you're not on board, then you just missed the train.
Yeah, on the right train but wrong track.
And bypassing it. You bypassing the whole problem. You know what I'm saying?
Bypassing the whole problem.
For real. My brother, you know what I'm saying? Thank Lord that you back out on these city streets. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
gonna swing around though after I wrap this up. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna swing around, and drop you off a little something. Feel me?
Okay, well I'll be home.
I'll shoot too. I'm done with the show at 2, so it'll be around 3 o'clock.
That's what's happening.
I'll be too. All right. It's my dog Tsunami, people. We hold it down at Nighttime Club parking lot, pimping at its finest. He cooks the best steak and steak and potatoes, steak burgers, anything beef and steak related. That mother will cook it up. You know what I'm saying? And he'll do it. He do it justice. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and beam him off. 727. You still on the line? I don't know if you coming on to address something or just chilling.
What's up, DJ? It smells so good. It's calling to give you a shout out. Definitely, I just was feeling the whole Mother Earth conversation was having today, and definitely it affects so many people. And you know, they're already putting so much in our food, and you know, to contaminate our water, you know, and you know, they're you know, creating, you know, people to get sick and you know, other ways to put, you know, create disease. So, you know, it's just really, really awful. You know, they doing the stuff they doing, and it just shows that, you know, we just need to have a better safeguard, a better plan, and we need to fight back. You know, so many people need to talk about these same issues on a bigger level. So. I really appreciate you really talking about these things on different issues on an everyday basis, because there's so much out here that people really are not talking about that need to be talked about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to call, you know, Michael Bay's shows and all these old punk-ass motherfucking radio shows that affect our local listening areas and actually bring the issue up. You know what I'm saying? I sent motherfucking emails to Bay News 9, Channel 10, and all the other old fuck-ass news agencies. You know what I'm saying? But no, I haven't seen a report, you know what I'm saying, addressing this shit yet. So do you all really want the motherfucking American people and the public to know about this shit? Or do you all just want to sit up here and make fucking money, you know what I'm saying, off of the commentary and the fake-ass images that you keep putting up, you know what I'm saying, to keep your goddamn ratings going on for your fucking network?
Exactly, and it's politics, and that's what hurts our country, because anytime we would have a mass issue or a mass problem that really would affect our country, they wouldn't know how to really respond to that, because there's too many people and the politicians trying to cover it up instead of dealing with it, the face forward, what it really is, you know?
Yeah, but the problem is it's not the United States that's running the United States. You have these other world leaders and other, you know, people that had a foot into our decision makings. You know what I'm saying? Well, it once was the American people making our own decisions and governing our own selves. But now you have these other outside entities that done, you know what I'm saying, implemented through the use of the so-called money, you know what I'm saying, which back in the days was non-existent. You know what I'm saying? Because when the conquistadors and everybody else came, they didn't come with no motherfucking money when they first touched down and discovered land. They came down with barter and trade. So what they did was they bartered and they traded their fuck-ass religion and implemented that on the local people. You know what I'm saying? In returns for your culture, for your history, for your background, so we can turn around and live y'all life. That's what the true identity theft is all about. So you wonder why we got fucking identity theft, all of this shit nowadays. How can you steal a person's identity? That makes no sense. How can you say I'm not me? How can you call yourself me and walk around on a daily basis and interact with people, you know what I'm saying, and they say that you. That makes no sense. If I walk around every day saying that I'm Michelle DeFosse, you think people are going to believe that?
No.
you might get a handful. Like, damn, your name is a fee. You got a female name. That's your name. You see what I'm saying? But that's the true reality of what we're living in. That's the truth. I don't believe in the identity theft shit. I've been a victim of it, right? But at the same time,
I have to.
But the thing of it, what I had to do was now, this is how they get you caught up, though. When I go to get my damn driver's license, it takes me at least an hour to get my driver's license. Okay, on top of having to have two forms, my birth certificate, my social security number, plus two forms of anything that verifies my home address. So on top of all that, I have to wait till they call Tallahassee for Tallahassee to bring me back up to the table. Bring me back up to the counter, have to look through all my photos from the past 3 or 4 or 5 years that I haven't had a driver's license, compare that with the person that's standing before them, hang up, wait for verification, and then when they call back to verify that shit was correct, that's when they'll either update my address or give me a new driver's license. And this is what I just went through the last month.
Wow.
So this is you know, and this is all to protect your identity.
Wow.
But it's them same people that stand
there. I
remember
back in the day, you used to pay $3 to get a replacement license. Now they charge it. Well, so you know it'd be a lawyer fee just to walk in the door.
Yeah, it's like $25 for address change. Like, what?
Yeah.
To change my address?
Yeah.
$25, people. Come on now here to Florida and get some of this this good fuck you over pack, and that's what they damn sure give you. I've been calling these lawyer companies, right? And the only thing I want to hear from a lawyer, because I heard me say that this happened, you know what I'm saying, back in June 1979. So this happened over 25 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I mean. And with half of these lawyers, okay, y'all so-called been seasoned in this area, and this is your expertise. But if I say one word, if I say Xtox One, and you say, well, what are you talking about? I need to hang up on you. Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and you still are part of the plan. If nobody knows what the hell happened 25 years ago and I'm not addressing that problem today, you are part of the problem. You are part of the plan. And that's going to be for every lawyer, every office that I call. That's my number one question. What is Xtox One? If you are supposed to be the lead investigation on this so-called motherfucking tragedy or hoax or whatever the fuck you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? Then you should have more information than me. Because I'm just sitting here typing in, you know what I'm saying, a cross-reference to get to a cross-reference to get to a cross-reference. And I'm not, and I don't have no kind of degree and none of this.
Right. It is so much information that needs to be told. But I just wanted to, I missed you last night if I was going to see you, but
I had to give time to moms, you know what I'm saying? I had to give time to moms, which I actually was glad that moms got out, though, because I was like, damn, I really would have had to cut her day short in order to help Tito out. Cause I did tell him I was going to help him out if Marcus wasn't present. But, you know what I'm saying, since he was present, shit, everything should have been straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
It was a good time.
Mom.
Everybody had a good time.
We did. It was a nice little turnout, and they got out there and did their thing and had a good time. Two-man army, third world, and they had an open mic session last night, just letting some people get out, just talked about some issues, because, I'm a domestic violence advocate. So we've got some projects coming up on that as well. So I definitely want to keep you in tune on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Shouts out to Prophet Jackal, too. I see you off of that signed up. Thank you for signing up, too. Two Man Army, people. I know y'all probably wondering, like, who the fuck is this? This is the CEO and manager of the group called the Two Man Army, official Two Man Army. I give links out all the time. The official TwoManArmy.com. Y'all can go and check them out. And she's also a leader
again, for children's, basically children's advocacy and literacy. And she's very instrumental in getting that. I ain't never seen nobody come into a club and actually, you know what I'm saying, give their pitch on what they're actually doing as far as community relations. And that should speak, you know what I'm saying, on people, because some people they wait for the moment in the so-called right situation to start voicing their opinions. When anytime you got an open ear, that's the best fucking time.
Exactly.
If you got an open ear, that's your best time to get whatever the hell you got to get off of your mind. That's the best time. You know what I'm saying? Because even the most attentive person, if they're not giving you your ear, their ear to listen to, then what is the point?
I want to reiterate on that too, you know, because anybody has a voice that wants to be heard, whether they're in anywhere in media, music, television, film, you know, that's all the impact to entertain our children, and our children are our future. We got to invest in them now, because, you know, our ancestors and our parents did it for us, and these children, you know, the moms and dads are living in poverty. They're working 2 and 3 jobs just to put food on the table and keep a roof over the kids' heads, and they're not able to give the attention to the children that they need. They're basically raising themselves. So, you know, that's where the community needs to step in and say, hey, look, you know, you're important. You do matter. We're in, you know, supporting you. So, you know, definitely.
Yeah, we don't have that.
And
we don't have
like that.
What you just said right now. That's the problem. We don't have community. You know what I'm saying? We don't have communication and unity right now. We don't have those two separate words together. We have them. But they're on two separate sides. We got people that are communicating, and we got people that are unified, but we don't have people that are unified communicating with each other.
Right.
We don't have people that have communication skills and everything else unifying, you know what I'm saying, with the people that are willing to come together and you know what I'm saying, make the shit stop or put the problem, you know what I'm saying, in limelight so it can be addressed. We don't have that. You know what I'm saying? Your community is your church. Your community is your parks, recreation. Community is just your people, the citizens, period, that are walking around. Community is your stores. So if collectively we are not talking to each other, then what do we have? We do not have a community. We just got residents living amongst each other, but nobody's communicating. It's a problem when you walk into a store. You know, especially Chinese stores, which they kind of eased up, but when they first came down, it was a big problem. You know, I step into the store, the first thing you say is, welcome to Chang's, and you got a sign that says black owned and operated. That's a problem to me. You know what I'm saying? Because when I send my little son in here, my daughter in here, and they see this shit say black owned and black operated, but then you standing in here, that's like walking into a Taco Bell, and it ain't no Mexicans running, motherfucker.
Right.
that's a problem. People don't see that as a problem. That's a problem. It's a problem for you to go to goddamn KFC, tell them something, let me get a large two-topping pizza.
Right.
That's a problem, people, and you wondering why you get spit in your food and shit. Well, you're in the wrong goddamn environment to be doing that. It's a problem.
Exactly. But, you know, the television shows and the internet and stuff like that is not screened, you know, a lot of it, you know, where they have, you know, cartoons having sex and so much exposure to things that, you know, back in our time were prohibited. We didn't even have the technology back then to attach to the things that they're able to get to today. So, you know, it's just know the difference between reality and entertainment and teaching them right from wrong, and that's values in the home. And it starts with the family, you know. It starts with other members of the family supporting each other. And, you know, the church communities, et cetera. So, you know, there's a lot of issues coming in our Tampa area about racism. And, you know, I don't support Black Power. I don't support Ku Klux Klan. I don't support any racist groups, because the factor is that we all generate from so many different nationalities. Race should never be an issue, but it really thrives. I'm starting to see a lot of different music groups or DJs co-leading and Black Power groups, you know, where they're talking about, you know, the police being the KKK, et cetera, and, you know, those are issues that I think.
Well, that got to do with how you think Obama got in office. Thank you to the KKK. All you black folks out there thinking that he just got in there off of his good looks and education, shit, you must be smoking some crack. Because the infrastructure right now is ran by the white power. You know what I'm saying? By the white power structure. So the things that's going to go on are only going to go on because of who? The white power structure. The only reason Obama is in that fucking spot is because of the white power structure. And the forces that be. And you got to thank the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, okay, so what? They just as racist as your own self is. You hate yourself more than they hate you, so what?
Right. You know, it just seems like they're building more prisons than they are jail. I mean, they are schools, you know, and it's just they spend billions and billions of dollars on prisons when they could spend billions and billions of dollars putting up more support groups for the kids and more education and more job opportunities because these kids, you know, they talk about kid reform, you know what I'm saying? If a kid makes a mistake, gets in trouble, goes to juvenile detention center, they get in there to get their GED, they learn a trade, but they can't get a job. So, you know, and a lot of these kids are teen parents, you know, by the time they get through with all that. And, you know, then they're back on the street again hustling and back in jail. So, you know, it's at some point we have to wake up and say, you know, enough is enough and we need to really focus on, you know, a system that's going to really work for the kids.
Yeah, that's the whole point, you know what I'm saying? It's not about worrying about yourself. It's really your future is your children, you know what I'm saying? You are the past, just living in the present, but your children are your future, you know what I'm saying? They're the ones that's going to be affected by any and everything. It's going to take 10, 20 years down the line just to see what's the impact of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, that could have fucked up all the goddamn seafood, period, you know what I'm saying, from here for the next 10 years. Now, what is that going to do? It's not affecting you. It's affecting you mentally because, oh, man, I know I'm going to have to pay a little bit extra for the shrimp or whatever. But then you got to think about the impact of your kids, though, that are going to be eating poison shrimp, eating poison fish, you know what I'm saying, eating poison seafood, period. And the effect that it's going to have on their bodies, not your body that's been, you know, built up and built up an immunity to a lot of the bullshit that's in your air and your water, fluoride, and all this other kind of fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? But they're learning this over time. Right. So they're learning this over time how to, you know what I'm saying, how to counteract that. Okay, well, we see the human body is going to build up an immunity to it. We have to have something that hit them quick, though. And this is what they're doing. They're putting it direct. How can I, if I want to give you oxygen, what would be quicker? You know what I'm saying? Me sitting there pumping your chest or me putting my mouth over your mouth and actually pumping oxygen into it?
Exactly.
It's quicker for me to put my mouth on your mouth, put a gust of air inside you, which therefore should unblock whatever might be in the way. You know what I'm saying? Which would give you a breath of life back out. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole you know, little premise on it. Versus me sitting there beating on your chest and nothing happens. And I'm about to tear something up and break something. So, real quick, got a promo, and then we're going to get into a two-man army song, of course, because we got Miss Michelle up here. And then after the break, and after the song, we're going to come back, and I'm going to call another I'll be calling another law office. But I want to actually speak with somebody. I don't want to call back. You feel me? And I did like the fact of, you know, that once I called that lady and I told her, well, look, I got some pertinent information. I'm not calling the motherfucker file no complaint. You know what I'm saying? I got something that, shit, I really... Y'all got y'all own lawsuit. Hell, I got mine. I just need to know how to write this shit up. I got proof.
Exactly.
So, that's what it's all about, people. We're going to get into that coming right back after this. Hold on a minute.
Hot Sex Magazine, KCGT, and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd. All brought to you by Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
You now in tune to the greatest.
Hey,
two-man army, third world. And don't touch that dial, and I'm your host, Church
hey,
Boy. Let's go.
Drop it to the flow, now Santas with it. Break it back up, now get it, get it. Break it to the flow, now Santas with it. Drop it to the flow, now get it.
Rock Waller with another one. Ashwood with another one. Shit, I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want. But sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, because you could lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free?
Don't it feel good? Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God can take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, give thanks, then I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house.
Amen.
I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all. Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good? I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take a cruise. I could go and party all night. It feel good, I could do what I like. It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I want to earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too. Roof over my head, I'm comfortable. Think I found my soulmate. I'm getting married. I can't wait. Have some kids, a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family. Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey, yo, Swagger, we gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Rock while on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two?
Yo, niggas is phony, frontin' like they master ceremonies. None of you suckers are even remotely close to me. To be nice, I sacrifice things like no sleep. I keep alive, brother, your lyrics on microfiche, creating concepts so deep. Niggas quote me, they rewind and interpret my rhymes to they homies. I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago. It's inevitable in 98 I'ma blow. Ever since 84 I've been in it to win it. But see, back then we used to battle by spinning on the cement. You can't even absorb the rhymes I record, or resolve the deep laws of the physics involved. I travel to the end of the universe and beyond. Parsecs out of range from a cellular star tech, from the galaxy of Andromeda. I puzzle niggas like crop circles, another unexplained phenomenon.
Hey yo, 9 out of 10 of these rap artists is garbage.
You spineless, rhymeless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop was never tarnished. So,
if I'm gonna rob, I'ma rob all night. If I'm looking for something, it's probably a fight. If I'm going for bitches, then they better be tight. If that stage in the head better be right. If I got to play, I'ma play till I win. If I got to be here, can't wait to begin. Wanna fuck shorty, can't stand shorty friends. Cause honey friend fuck many, many men. Stay with the raps, cause the raps is real. Wanna fuck, then we fuck, already know the deal. Fuck what you look like, just show the real. And I keep a spot that we can go to chill. I love my get down for the hoes. Only reason I come around is for the hoes. Pipe work, I lay it down for the hoes. Hit them off with the dark brown, you know.
You spineless, rhymeless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop is never tarnished. So
I shall I please, forever thugging on a quest to get G's running from enemies. Ever since the days of a sea, I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Must be paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see me stacking G's. They after a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 405. Wear strangers, hand on my 45, that's what the fame does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know it till I'm gone. From out the gutter with a jealous motherfucker wrong. Pass the weed, let that energy get to me before the penitentiary.
You spineless, rhymeless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop was never tarnished.
Yo, I was
ain't here to save the game. Cause nowadays, shy niggas is fucking lame. Same shit, different song. Don't matter the artist, the lyrically and shit going on. These motherfuckers rely on a good beat to sell. Cause truth is, man, they can't read or write well. So they do what they do and I ain't hitting, but I know the truth. These homo niggas, man, they only gon' plat. Cause half of these niggas in the hood now, they smoke crack. Man, don't make me snatch the crown of the artist who claims to be the king of rap. Come on, fucking get your niggas to talk back. One word player, and it's goodbye. Bye-bye, see ya later, nigga. See, I'm still trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Gotta give rich and die trying like 50 cents. And if you trying to stop me from getting mine, I'm putting a few shells in your spine. This means Jack with a king of your pride crime.
All right, y'all. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, man. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-chain news, man. And I got a couple of little things I want to cover right before we get into it. One thing was a link I just dropped into the onto the bridge for people to check out. And that's containing what the hell is driving so slow, man? Something's causing everything to go too slow. Yeah, something's wrong. All right. Yeah. Close all that shit down. Let's go, people. Let's go. What the hell are you doing? Close. There you go. Close all the shit out. All right. Hold on, people. Bear with me, please. I also like to thank Two Man Army for, coming and stopping by the show, Miss Michelle. You know what I'm saying? And let's see here. Who the hell else can I call? Oh, and then, just to let everybody know, that, and this is pure headlines, nothing made up. Hold on just a second, something's got me all froze the hell up, and I don't know what it is. What the fuck is going on? Experience some technical difficulties, people. Let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna read that actually. So, I want to read that out to you real quick. I don't know why people hate Hillary so much. Probably because she looks like a man. Oh, my bad. Did I say that? Okay. Let me tell you guys a little quick history, people. Just a quick history. And this is brought to you by the Daily Squib.co. Yeah, all right. And it says, and this is written February 7th, 2008. Okay, so this has been written. Nothing new. It's really super old news, but until 2010, people didn't know. 2 years later, people didn't know this. Like, this was something new. But I knew about this the moment that he won, you know what I'm saying, was actually placed onto the ballot. Because if you recall, when the presidential race first began, Obama was not on the ballot. He was not on the initial ballot running for president of the United States. It was only after this $250,000 contribution that he was placed on the ballot. Where did the money come from? Well, let's see. Kentucky, USA. Yeah, where the imperial wizard, Ronald Edwards, has stated that anything is better than Hillary Clinton. Yeah, white Christian supremacist group in the Ku Klux Klan has endorsed Barack Obama to be the next president of the United States of America. Speaking from his Kentucky office in Dawson Springs, the imperial wizard exclaimed that anything or anyone is better than having that crazy-ass bitch as president. This is the first time in Klan history that any member of the KKK has ever publicly supported an African-American candidate for the presidency. KKK lodges all over America have been gathering and holding rallies supporting the black presidential candidate. Yeah, Grand Turk Cletus Monroe has also been very vocal about the election and has donated thousands of dollars to Obama's election fund. The boy's going to do it. My Klan group has donated up to $250,000 to the Obama fund. Anything is better than Hillary Clinton. He'll eat, hell, I'll even adopt a black kid from Africa before I vote for Hillary. A few years back, we were lynching Negroes. Now we're going to vote for one to be president of the U.S. of motherfucking A. Damn it. Anyone or anything is better than Hillary Clinton. Anything. Plaques for Barack Obama have been put up around the Klan's headquarters, and the KKK have announced a television ad campaign to support the African-American candidate. Right. Yeah. All right, let's see. I'm going to click on a little headline. Secret War on the Dollar. See what these guys are lying about or not lying about. Serious health hazards in the office. Six ended dangerous. Top Gun star 24 years later. Okay. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. And let's see, sudden death for the U.S. dollar. This comes from finance.uncommonwisdomdaily.com. Extraordinary insights for growing your wealth. Sudden death for the U.S. dollar. 30-year veteran financial analyst Larry E. Edelson issues his most shocking warning yet. Yeah, sign up for your urgent free survival guide. Obama and Bernanke's Secret War on the Dollar, a report Washington does not want you to see and instantly discover. How President Obama and Fed Chief Ben Bernanke are sacrificing your buying power, your quality of life, and your family's future on the altar of political convenience. Why? Well, okay. I know all this. Go and buy the goddamn shit. But you can get the report free. So that's pretty cool. Wiser will use your email address to keep you informed about updates to our newsletter. I'm gonna do it, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and download the free copy, and then I'll share it with you guys later on. How about that? Okay. And DJ last name smells so good. And you can reach me at WDGE. Radio at gmail.com. I want my shit, man. I want my free report. All right. Send me my report. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, people, let's get into some nutty news, man. That's a real dragger right there. You know what I'm saying? And we can be talking about that all day. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Crazy shit. All right. Once again, big ups to everybody, you know what I'm saying, hanging out. 18 minutos left to the show, though. You know what I'm saying? El show is El Ovo. And, but I'm going to give you headlines from around the world. And I mean the world. Yeah. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Judge tosses backyard smoking suit. I didn't know you had a suit that you could smoke in. Just kidding. An Albuquerque judge ruled against a couple whose lawsuit against a neighbor claimed her backyard smoking hurt their quality of life. Yeah, Judge Rosie Alred ruled in favor of Linda Garcia, who was sued by neighbors Jesus and Pat Martinez for smoking cigarettes in her own backyard. People, you know, you don't go after the cigarette companies, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't go after the stores that's actually selling the fucking cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? You shoot everything but the right fucking thing. That's crazy. All right, let's go on over here to New Hampshire. Where pay double your electric bill and get a nice sticker for your car. Gotta love that one. The PSNH Earth Smart Green Rate program asks its electricity consumers to opt in and pay 25%, 50%, or 100% more than the actual cost of the electricity they use. The contributions will help create a market for renewable energy and reduce dependence on fossil fuels. Yeah, right, according to PSNH. Customers who opt in will receive bumper stickers announcing their participation. Wow. That sounds like the Obama's running campaign. Send us 5 to 100. We'll give you a fucking bumper sticker or a goddamn $2 fucking t-shirt for your goddamn $20,000 donation. Yeah, man. Yeah, like that bullshit. All right. Anybody hungry? Yeah. So we're over here in Italy. Good old Italian pizza, yeah, was cooked with wood from coffins. Yeah. I'm talking about grave robbing to a whole new height. Italian prosecutors believe pizza in the southern city of Naples may be baked in ovens lit with wood from coffins dug up in the local cemetery. Yummy. Pizza, one of the few symbols of Naples that endures, is hit by the concrete suspicion that it could be baked with wood from coffins. Investigators in Naples are setting their sights on the thousands of small lower-end pizza shops and bakeries that dot the city on suspicion that the owners may use wood from caskets to keep ovens burning. Once again, yummy. Yeah. All right, what the hell, man? Would anybody, I guess that is. Yeah, that's just, you know what I'm saying? It's like using a motherfucker's cremated ashes and shit. You know what I'm saying? As startup fuel for your goddamn barbecue. Because the goddamn ashes catch quicker or some crazy shit. I was throwing a scenario out there. You know what I mean? Fucking crazy, man. That's kind of nasty, too, when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Because they have to have some kind of proof. You know what I'm saying? When you go on to see all these fucking graves and there ain't no goddamn wood over top of them. Yeah. Something's not right about that. Okay, let's go over here to Massachusetts, where a man is accused of offering baby for beer or drugs. Yeah. Police say a Northampton man tried to swap his 3-month-old daughter for beer or drugs. A maintenance man at a gas station in Chicopee claims 24-year-old Matthew Dumbass Brace. You can probably take the dumbass out, but I'd leave it in. Offered him his baby girl. He said, for $2.40, you can have her. Yeah, Chicopee Police Chief John Ferraro Jr. told reporters It's my understanding 40s are those large, oversized beers. He was trying to trade the baby for beer. Okay, people. All in favor of him getting two awards, say aye. Well, yeah, I'm giving him two awards anyways. All right, you good asshole. One, you know what I'm saying, for selling the kid, you know what I'm saying, because the kid didn't have nothing to do with it. So you get that, first of all.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And then you're trading it for 240 ounces.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
That's because a three-month-old couldn't say that, nor would I want her to say that. But yes. All right, people. Let's keep it moving. That's my transmission, in between music. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Washington, D.C., Obama signs the Press Freedom Act, which I already read that. What the fuck is going on with this news, man? Damn it. I better get some new news, man. What the fuck is going on? Where's the newer news? Where's the new shit? I think they're screwing my time up, people. They're trying to screw me. Where the fucking new entries at, man? Nutty news happens every damn day. Oh, okay, there we go. I was gonna say, I'm right. Nutty news goes on every day, you know what I'm saying? Alright, here we go. St. Albans, Vermont. After serving 19 years for fatal DUI, man gets DUI. Why, you stupid motherfucker. Oh, man. The seventh time he was convicted of drunken driving, it was for killing a 20-year-old man in a head-on crash. But even 19 years in prison couldn't cure Douglas A. Gardner. Barely a month after being released, the Vermont man was charged with driving drunk again. This time, after crashing a stolen car down an embankment. His blood alcohol content was 0.15, nearly twice the legal limit for drivers, which is 0.08. Damn. Oh, look at here. Some people just don't learn, people. Some people just don't learn. San Antonio, Texas, city requires lingerie store to get food permit. Hell to the nah, man. What the? Rosemary Benitez thought it was a joke at first. She was told her store was going to need a food permit in order to stay in business. Yeah, but Benitez doesn't own a restaurant. She owns the Shades of Love lingerie store. Shades of Love sells racy lingerie, high heel shoes, adult toys, and items meant to enhance a couple's sex life. However, some of these items are edible. And that's why the health department ruled the store needed a food permit. Yeah, well, you guys in there getting those edible undies and all that. Yeah, you better have a permit before you eat her out, man. I mean, oh, man, it just keeps getting nuttier, people. It just keeps getting nuttier. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's take this thing on here to St. Louis, Missouri, where man is bitten in stomach by census takers' dog. Why the fuck would you be walking around with a dog anyways? Okay. A census worker's dog took a bite out of a South St. Louis man. Dan Baca says a census worker approached him outside his South Louis condo He thought it was odd that the worker had his dog with him. And while he was answering questions, Vaca says the dog jumped up and bit him in the stomach. People, I'm not telling you, don't motherfucker answer the door. Be weary this time of year in answering your doors. Everyone at your door is not a fucking census taker. Just like everyone that comes to your door is not the lawyer that's there to defend your case just because they heard that you got in a serious accident and looking for legal motherfucking representation. Because these would be the same crooks and scammers that, yeah, they'll represent you and take all your money. You know what I'm saying? So that just, if it looks out of place, it should be. And what you should have did was say, well, I don't want to take it. I don't want to, you know, answer any questions right now in the presence of your dog. You know what I'm saying? And then left, took a card or whatever, any information, called his supervisor and said, hey, you have a guy on your route that's walking around with a dog that can be lethal to other people that are taking, you know what I'm saying, the census test. That could have been a fucking 75-year-old woman, and the dog had all that do was growl and jump and cause the person to have a fucking heart attack. Okay. It's going over here to Arizona, man, where things are heating up. Because Arizona may put Los Angeles in the dark. You're right. An Arizona utility commissioner said he's willing to pull the plug on Los Angeles if the city goes through with a boycott of his state. Yeah, in a letter to the city of L.A., a member of Arizona's Power Commission said he would ask Arizona utility companies to cut off the power supply to Los Angeles. L.A. gets about 25% of its power from Arizona. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, people. Bite the fucking hand that feeds you. You'll be left in the dark. All right, come on, people. We gotta get these things on out here, man. Newark, that is, TSA agent accused stealing from wheelchair-bound woman. Yeah, right. Transportation Security Administration agent has been arrested for allegedly stealing nearly $500 from a wheelchair-bound passenger as she passed through a security checkpoint at Newark Airport. Leroy Ray allegedly went into the disabled woman's bag as it passed through the x-ray machine. Ray was caught on surveillance camera video reaching into the woman's bag to steal an envelope of cash. Okay, people, I don't have enough time to get a stupid motherfucker an award, but anybody, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not going to get caught up in your netty bullshit. Yeah. Okay. Parker, Colorado. County votes to charge 50 cents for each school bus ride. Man, come on, people. What the fuck is going on? Parents in Colorado's third largest school district are being asked to pay if their kids want to ride the public school bus. Yeah, the Douglas County School Board somehow voted 5-0 Tuesday night to approve a 50-cent per ride transportation fee starting next school year. The decision will affect about 17,000 students who ride the bus this year. The district hopes to raise $2 million with the program. You motherfuckers is out your damn mind. That is called the goddamn state lottery. And that's why y'all have a fucking state lottery system set up. So all this old dumbass shit you keep doing to the fucking kids is not supposed to happen. All right. Last two, man. And I got to get the fuck up out of here if I kick the goddamn computer over for all these nutty motherfuckers in the world. Utah. Yeah. Wrapping your McDonald's order is not a crime. But who the hell would want to fucking hear you rap any goddamn way? A Utah teenager who was arrested after rapping his order at a McDonald's drive-thru was found not guilty of disorderly conduct. Yeah, after a judge ruled that his behavior was not threatening, and didn't create any reasonable noise. Yeah. The teen, Spencer DeWilder, attempted to place his order for, of course, a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce, please. I guess that's how he wrapped it, and was told to order normally or leave. Okay, well, all I say is I would like some fries today. Get your punk ass, the reading rainbow ass, the fuck up out of here, man. What the shit? Oh, man. Come on, people. All right, I'm getting two super nutty ones, and then we'll get up out of here. San Diego, man is arrested after Chase, yeah, a former NASCAR driver. Wow. Okay. The Corvette driver who led authorities on a high-speed chase that started in Orange County and ended in University City, and at times reached speeds of 130 miles per hour. Yeah, guess how? Because he's a former NASCAR licensed driver. Yeah, fucking nah. James Neal, 56, of San Clemente, was arrested at the end of the nearly 50-mile chase after the engine of his silver 2003 Corvette blew up. Yeah. Pushing that bitch over 130 miles an hour? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Last but not least, people, and this is for you fucking Chloe people out there, you know what I'm saying? Ask Cleo. We're in Colorado where a psychic tells clients their money was possessed. And you have dumbasses in the world that believe shit like that. Nancy Marks, a psychic from Lafayette, Colorado, was arrested for fraud after telling clients their money was evil and that she'd take their cursed cash so the money would suffer instead. Right. Marks made at least $290,000 using this scam. Marks runs a psychic reading business creatively named The Psychic Readings. All right, people, and that will do it for your nutball news of the day. That's what I have to call it now, nutball news of the day. And that's brought to you part by, NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news, man, that you're only going to hear probably on this program. You're riding out with Starship Smelly Prize Thoughtless Thursdays on WDGE Radio, a.k.a. Reckoning Game Radio, live each and every day, Monday through Saturday, that the Lord allows me to be up on here, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and holding it down. So shouts out to the two-man army, Alexander 84, all the guests that came through today, Heavenly Angel, Side 9, Prophet Jackal, Jaime Garcia, and, definitely Miss Michelle for calling in and everybody else that enjoys the show, man. You know, and I'm telling you, people, we have to go out, you know what I'm saying, and really, I mean, we really have to go out and defend our everything, man. They're trying to poison your water. They're trying to take your freedom. They're trying to poison your mind, everything else. You feel me? So, that's it. And here's your outro for McDonald's.
Big Mac. Big Mac. I need a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce. Don't be front and sun, no seeds on the bumblebee. Up in the drive-through, order for two. I got the craving for number 9, lock my shoe. We need some chicken up in here. Gorilla, my missile, extra salt on the pillow. Dr. Pepper, my brother, another for your mother. Double, double, super size, and don't forget the fries. That's about it.
That was the corniest fucked up rap that I've ever heard. But hey, you know how we kick it right here live. Starship Smelly Prize, man. Once again, thank all y'all. These motherfuckers is crazy, man. Big Mac.
I need a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce. Don't be from the sun, no seeds on the bumblebee. Up in this drive-thru, order for two. I got the craving for number 9, back my shoe. We need some chicken up in here, in this pizzle. Charisma, my missile, extra salt on the frizzle. Dr. Pepper, my brother, another for your mother. Double, double, super size, and don't forget the fries.
this one up.
Big Mac. Big Mac. Big Mac. Big Mac.
Big Mac. Big Mac. A double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce. Stomach runs on no cheese on the bowie bee. Up in the bar to roll for two. I got the raven born of it. Now lock my two. We need some chicken oven here. In this
number nine, but what kind? Girl to 50.
Oh, you ruined the rap there.
You didn't tell me what you wanted. You said number nine. Number nine what? We got grilled and crispy. And what to drink with it?
Big Mac?
I got the Big Mac.
Big Mac? Big Mac.
I need a double cheeseburger and hold the left. Dummy runs on no seeds on the Burry Bee. I'm in the drop through. What if we do? I got the raven born up and on lock my shoe. We need them chicken up in here. In this people. For rhythm, my mental life is so on the fizzle. Don't depend on my brother. Another for your mother. Double, double, super size. And don't forget the fries.
Chris.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. Now, I do have to admit, that was funny. Wow, that was definitely funny. Big ups to the McDonald's rap. And we're out in the building, man. This is a little nut in K. Ross, man, slump in the trunk. I'll holler at y'all on the flip side, man. Much love to you. Thoughtless Thursdays up in the building. Y'all already know how I'm feeling. Hey!
Knocking off the ground and on the highway 80 east, I'm clowning. Old folks got the stoplight, they frowning. Subs in the trunk like a wolf, they howling. Six figures I beat down the street wildin'. Waking up the dead at the cemetery pounding. Hit the kill switch, 619 still rambling. Turning back on, that was really, really pounding. Fuck the police, pull me over, I'm clowning. Madison Hills, Dale, yeah, Lord bounding. Wop in my lap, speakers hitting money counting. Niggas hate me, but they bitches ain't doubting. But I'm up, that's pounding. All skates and kickers, yeah, they hitting. Sounds like bombs in the box dropping bombs. I don't give a fuck, that slump like why?
Make a nut. Hit up my screen, show deep mean. Nah, I mean, fresh in my white tee, Mr. Clean. Rockin' with my J's on, ain't got these. I don't give a fuck, put a dime on the bus. You can hit the club, cause mine on the bus. 12 in the trunk, and then 9 on the bus. I don't give a fuck, I got slump in the trunk. Trunk stay beatin', it's beat eatin'. Trunk so loud, it postpone meeting. Trunk so loud, it has its own reason. Put the single up, cause it's killer beat season. Trunk never stop, cause the beat is too hot. Make your trunk pop, cause it's too much.
much whack. I think they're shooting on the black now. Damn, the speakers blew out.
I don't give a fuck, that's Hump in the truck. I don't give a fuck, that's Hump in the truck.
And I'ma turn up,